Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it's a great day to work around the yard. Showers coming in late in the day if you live on the East Coast, and that will really help you to get things growing. Time of the year is for repairing your lawn, believe it or not. This is the best time in the next month to plant a new lawn, to refurbish your existing lawn. But planting a lawn from seed, this is the time. In the next 6 weeks or so, perfect, absolutely perfect for planting that new lawn by seed. The ground is warm. No weeds are coming up. And if we do get some late in the year, they'll be annual in nature, and they will be killed by the cold weather. But perennial weeds are not going to come up now. So this is the time that you can look at your grass and say, thin spots here, no grass here, need to level the area to make it smoother when I mow. This is coming up on the season. So if you have questions on your lawn, give us a call. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Great time of the year for color. Our annuals are growing like crazy right now, but you need to continue to feed, add plenty of water. It's still hot out, but the liquid food will really help to keep your annual type flowers really, really productive. In the vegetable garden, now is the time to push cucumbers. If you don't keep them wet, if you don't feed them with a liquid type fertilizer, they're going to become misshapen. They're going to look like golf balls instead of being green skinned. You're going to notice that they're going to start to turn yellow, but they won't have the nice elongated shape. They'll be all twisted and curled, and some of it is due to the heat, but most of it is due to moisture and food. Also, if you have seed left, green beans, peas, spinach, lettuce, Swiss chard, now is the time to plant for a fall crop. Wouldn't it be great to have some fresh peas in October? Green beans, beautiful lettuce, all the different colors. But now is the time to get that done. Get them planted. I'm sure you have areas in your vegetable garden where things are done. You have some open areas. Don't let it stay dormant. Cultivate that soil. Add a little compost. Plant your seeds for fall vegetables. Radishes. They come up quick. They'll be ready very, very quick for you. So if you have any questions, call 800-259-9231. Also, time of the year for thinking about planting your bulbs. Your garden centers will have them in the next couple weeks. Walk around your yard. Look at the shrubbery near your front entrance where you come in and out every day and say to yourself, wouldn't it be nice if in late March, early April, when everybody is still asleep, all the perennials are still dormant, to have a little bit of color. And there's some wonderful early blooming bulbs from Holland that would come up, give you a little color, give you some encouragement that spring is coming. Crocus, grape hyacinths, early daffodils, all kinds of things can be planted to let you know that spring is just around the corner. Call us, 800-259-9231. Your lawn, probably tired right now, hasn't been watered, hasn't been fed in quite a while, but with the cooler temperature coming and more rainfall coming, this is the perfect time to look at it. Like crabgrass? Crabgrass is going to die soon as we have a frost. The other thing is, if you have crabgrass, and in another week or two, it will begin to turn color. Right now, it's kind of a lime green in color. It will eventually turn to be red. Once it turns red, that's a sign that you have a major problem, because it will begin to make seed for the following season. Now, that can be helped if you have a lawnmower that has a bag. As soon as you see that the flowers are producing these seed pods, lower your blade on your mower. Put the bag on your lawnmower and cut the grass so that you're able to cut the seed pod, collect it in the bag. That way, less of a problem for you next year, and less crabgrass seed will be blown all over your yard. So there's a lot to do, and if we can help you, give us a call. 800-259-9231. Perennial garden. A lot of your perennials are beginning to go dormant for the year, and they should be cleaned. Bleeding heart, for example, are all yellow right now, brown. Cut them right to the ground. Clean up the plant and prepare the garden for the fall season. Plants that are done blooming should be cut back. And if you have a daisy type plant, Shasta daisy, they've been done blooming for quite a while right now. And if you have not deadhead the plant, you really should. The energy is being used to make seed. And if you can remove the faded flowers, that energy will be used to make the plant bigger and stronger for the following season. If you have oriental or your common hybrid lilies, make sure that you have removed the top of the plant where the blooms were. Don't allow your lilies to make a seed pod. Again, if it makes a seed, the bulb itself will not become larger. If the bulb can become larger in size, there's a chance that instead of one stem coming out of that bulb, your bulb will actually split underground, make two. So instead of having one flower stem next year, you could have two or more. So walk in your perennial bed. Any lilies that are done blooming, cut off where the blooms were. Never allow the plant to make a seed pod. And a little bit of a granular fertilizer right now to help it get ready for the fall season would be wonderful. 800-259-9231.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly. But one simple application of Bayer Advanced Season-Long Weed Control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, good morning. Are you ready to do a little gardening?
I sure am.
Great. Who do we have up first this morning?
First up, we've got Shirley from Cape Cod with a question about moles.
Shirley, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Shirley.
Hello, Paul.
Good morning.
I have 2 questions. I believe I have voles in the yard, and I'd like to know how to treat them. And the other thing is, can I transplant perennials at this time of the year?
Okay. First of all, on your voles, where are they?
I have 2 holes. They're about the size of a ping pong ball or maybe a golf ball. And
okay.
2 of them are along the foundation, and I see 1 in the grass.
Okay. Voles are, if you remember one thing today, voles with a V are vegetarian, and moles with an M will eat grubs and worms. So most of your voles would be where they would eat a root system. So they would need either vegetables like carrots, beets, or they would need perennials like hosta or daylilies, where they have a fleshy root system because they eat the root system of a plant. So if they were primarily in where you would have shrubs and grass, they're probably a mole. And moles are easier for you to control. Go to your local nursery, garden center, and they will have products that you can put down, either shaking the container in the area to drive them out. If it's in a large area, you can buy a bag type product that you can put down with your spreader, fertilizer spreader, or Shake Away has a liquid that you can mix with water and apply. And once you apply these products to your lawn and to the garden where you have seen these holes, then you need to take your sprinkler and water the product in, excuse me,
together into the root zone where these animals are. But that's why I ask you, voles or moles, okay? So voles will eat roots, and they need a fleshy, thick root like costa, daylilies, and you would see voles near a perennial garden. You would see voles in the vegetable garden, but in your lawn or in mulch beds with rhododendrons, azaleas, yews, it would be a mole. And moles are easier to control. So go to your store. They will help you with powder or a liquid. And again, if it's a big lawn area, you'd be better off to buy Bonide has a mold control in, it's like a 25-pound bag that you can apply with your spreader, because if you just treat a little area, they'll move and there'll be a problem someplace else. You would need to treat a fairly large area to control the problem. Now, for perennials, great time to divide and move daylilies, hosta, iris can all be moved right now. Cut back the foliage in half. Dig them up. You can separate them. Relocate them to a different garden, but make sure that you cut them out, that you cut them back. So if your hosta is 2 feet tall, cut it down to a foot. Divide them. Recondition your soil. The rest of your perennials, wait until mid-September. And if they're in bloom, wait until early October.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick-fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle T-U-F-F shelters.com or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288 or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next? Martin, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very well. And yourself, Martin?
I'm doing okay. My question was on weeping willows.
Yes.
Well, like 3-4 years ago, I had one, and as it matured, it was beautiful. But then as time went by, like the bark split, and it pulled away, exposing, inside, and it died. So I have another one out there, and it's growing, and it's doing great, and it's split, and it's starting to do the same thing.
How moist is your soil, Martin?
Well, I water constantly because it's near my garden. And as the day at night, at the end of the day, I go around and water everything. I'm pretty good on giving it plenty of, because I know they like a lot of water.
Yeah, weeping willow is a plant that really thrives on a wet soil. And
yeah, okay.
If your soil is your soil sandy or?
It is in that area, but yes and no. I don't know.
Okay. Now, how large is this weeping willow?
Well, they're growing right now. It's probably about 15 feet. And the other one was about the same size when that started to happen.
Okay. What I would do is this. I would buy a granular fertilizer like Plant Tone or Tree Tone. And I would give it, I'd probably give it a good 10 pounds of fertilizer. And what you do, take a crowbar, go out about maybe 10 feet from the trunk of your tree. Take the crowbar, jam it into the ground, wiggle it back and forth to make a hole about an inch or more in diameter, but make your hole to become about a foot deep, and that should be fairly easy. And put a handful of either plant tone or tree tone fertilizer in that hole.
Okay.
And make your holes all the way around the perimeter of your tree. And then if you have some food left, come in halfway. And then make another series of holes about a foot deep and put a handful in each of those. Then get your sprinkler and run your sprinkler for a good hour so that you're soaking where you put down that food to wake it up, to activate it, and to help the root system to get established. And I think you're going to see a difference. Weeping willow really needs to be in the soil where there is good moisture. And if your soil is very sandy, you could run into a problem because that cracking is telling you that the plant does not have enough moisture. So the better you can keep that soil moist until it really is established in your yard. Once it gets caught and the root system has found a source of water, then you're going to be okay. But while the plant is still young, it's looking all over your yard for that spot where it can pump all the moisture that it needs. So keep it wet, and I would water that tree at least once a week from now until all the foliage comes off the plant in October, to really help it to get through the winter. If you can keep it wet until it goes dormant, then the plant will be able to survive the winter. If your soil is really dry, the plant is in stress, then you'll have a lot of winter damage and more of this cracking of the main trunk. So every week, water like crazy, but feed it, and that will encourage the root system to become larger and stronger, and especially now, you want it to get ready for October, November, and beyond. Thank you. Great question. But water, water, water. Tom, who's next?
Next, we've got Kevin from New York with a question about his lawn.
Kevin, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you very much. I have a question regarding grass.
Yes, sir.
Last year with the heat down here, I lost my entire lawn. And this year I decided that I needed to put in a sprinkler system. But this year I got all weeds. My entire lawn is weeds just because I decided that I was going to reseed it in the fall. So
okay.
I put the irrigation system in. I had a soil test done. I need to add lime to my soil. My
mm-hmm.
question is, when I reseed next weekend, can I put starter fertilizer, grass seed, and lime down at the same time?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
What you want to do is put the seed down first.
Okay.
Because you need to make sure that it goes down evenly.
Okay.
Then your fertilizer, and then your lime. Now, is it a large area, Kevin?
It is a very, very large area, and I've actually used Roundup on my entire lawn and killed the entire thing.
Perfect. Okay. Now, I want you to rent a machine called a seed slicer.
I'm doing that as well.
Perfect. Okay. So you're going to use a seed slicer, and you're going to move the machine north to south, and then do it again east to west. The reason I want you to do that, the cost of grass seed is minimal compared to all of the work that you are doing. And if you try and put exactly what the package says, they're not all going to germinate. So by going east, north to south, and east to west, you're going to put double the recommended amount of seed, giving you a much better chance for a beautiful looking lawn. Now, once you've put down that seed, you fertilize it, you put your lime, you need to water that grass every single day, unless we get a good soaking rain. But you do need to water that lawn every single day until it's ready to be mowed. And the month of the end of the month of August and September, the weather is absolutely perfect for you doing this. So timing-wise, you've done it perfect. By using the Roundup to kill all of the weeds was also a great move. So whoever told you to do that gave you great information. Now, the Roundup that's in the soil will not affect the grass seed. Roundup can only be absorbed through the foliage of your plant. It cannot be absorbed through the root system. And as long as it's been put down a couple of weeks, then you shouldn't have any problem at all. But when you get your seed slicer, before you put any seed in the machine, I want you to adjust the blades that will dig that little trench where the seed will fall, because it's something that you manually adjust, and you can set it anywhere from just skimming the soil to a half an inch deep. Half an inch will be too deep. A good quarter of 1 inch is all you will need. Now, when you get done, north to south, east to west, walk on that area and see if the seed is visible to your eye. If you can see the grass seed that you have put down, I want you to take a bamboo rake or one of the plastic leaf rakes, turn it upside down so that the teeth point up, not down, not like you're raking, but they point up. And then I want you to comb your lawn where you have just seeded, and that will cover the seed by pushing the soil into the little trench that you have made with the seed slicer. And one more thing. It's early September, October. In early November, I want you to fertilize it again with starter. If the ground will stay nice and not freeze, the grass will continue to grow even though it's cold. So the fertilizer you apply now in September will last you until October. And if you live in an area where the ground doesn't freeze until the middle of November or later, a second shot of starter fertilizer would be very, very wise. next year, I would use a crabgrass preventer for new seeding, because there's a possibility that some of the grass seed that you are going to apply this time of the year may not totally germinate. If you use a crabgrass preventer and fertilizer in April of next year, and there are still seed that have not germinated, that product will kill it. If your grass is nice and thick, then just use that product. If your grass is sparse, then make sure that you use a new seeding product. Now, one more thing. The seed that you are going to be buying, make sure that when you look at the types of seed in the blend, there is no annual or very, very little annual seed. You can buy grass seed. You can buy a 50-pound bag of grass seed for, let's say, $75. But you can also buy a bag of grass seed for $150. The difference is annual and perennial. If it says annual, it will germinate during September, but it will die during the winter. So when spring comes, all that seed that said annual will not be alive because it lasts 1 year. So make sure it's mostly perennial.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Welcome to Bugs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bugologist from the Rescue College of Insect Knowledge, Dr. Bob Boggs. Bob, we've got Mary from Garden City on the line.
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
Hi. The summer's here, and my garden's getting eaten alive.
Your call couldn't be more timely. Japanese and Oriental beetles destroy hundreds of varieties of ornamental plants, along with turf grass, nursery stock, greenhouse crops, and fruit. And right now, they're at their worst.
But I'm exhausted. Plucking these persistent pests off my prized plants has me pooped.
Just set up a rescue Japanese and Oriental beetle trap about 30 feet away from your plants and lure the pesky things away.
A trap? Really?
Really. Rescue traps use the science of attraction to make pest control smarter. The trap uses floral scents along with the beetle's natural sex attractant to lure bugs in. It's like being invited to an all-you-could-eat buffet manned by hotties who want to date you, only to discover you just walked into a trap with no exit.
Scary.
It is, if you're a bug.
Find out more about Rescue's Japanese and Oriental Beetle Trap at www.rescue.com.
I'm Dr. Bob Boggs. Time for me to bug out.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought a woman with me. No woman would be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Merlinio. I can't read my own writing again. She's from New Hampshire. She's tried to call in several times, and she has a question about granulars. So,
okay. Good morning. Let's talk about your fertilizer and tell us what your name is. Something is the matter with your phone, I think.
I have two bags of unused granular material. 010 and 10-10-10.
Okay, granular fertilizer. Tom, why don't you take the volume down? Granular fertilizer can be stored in a tool shed or a garage. Someplace where it's not going to get wet and can last for several years. If you're going to be keeping it in a tool shed or if it's going to be in a garage and it's going to be sitting on the floor of either of these buildings, try and put it in a plastic bag, and that will help the product from absorbing moisture from the ground. If you can put it up on top of a table or a tool chest, that would be even better. But granular foods, if you can seal the container that it's in, the bag that it's in, it will prevent it from becoming solid. And that way, when you go to use it, it's going to be a lot easier for you to apply. If it picks up moisture from your garage, from the floor, from the dampness, from the humidity, and or in your tool shed the same way, then it's going to get solid, and it's going to lose some of the effectiveness of the product. So during the winter months, when you get ready to put everything away for the year, cover it. Put it inside like a big trash bag, and you can put several bags in it. And then make a knot or use a twist tie or some string to hold the moisture from coming in. If you can do that, fertilizer will last you 2 or 3 years. So if you bought a big bag, you use what you need. And then as long as you can keep the moisture out, it will be a lot easier. Once it turns into a block, it gets real, real hard. You have to be careful because when it went from a granular to becoming a block of fertilizer, some of the fertilizer that was not water soluble is now becoming water soluble. And if you put it too close to a plant, what will happen is it will release all the food all at the same time, and you could get some burning of the plant. So if you've got a block of fertilizer, break it up with a hammer and use it early in the year when the plants are still dormant, and apply it before they poke their heads out of the ground for the best results. But if the plant is actively growing like it is now, and you put a lot near the plant, it will release very, very quickly, and you could actually burn the root system or the foliage of the plant, and then you could lose it totally. So be careful. But the main thing is, on all fertilizer, even lawn food, if you have lawn food and left over, and you put it in your tool shed, and the bag is open, what happens is this. During the day, the sun hits your tool shed, and it warms it up. And when the sun goes down, the temperature in your tool shed will cool. So this getting nice and warm and then getting cold will create moisture. And that will cause problems with bags of fertilizer in your tool shed. So always make sure they're in a sealed bag, especially during the winter months. Otherwise, by springtime, will be a block of fertilizer. Our phone number, 800-259-9231.